problem of Ein Adam Oser Davar, right, She'eino Shelo, and how, you know, that reflects on the nature of Kilaya Kerem, which in turn may provide insight into several problems in our sugya, right? Why, you know, the Bala Kerem is the one who seems responsible for, you know, protecting, you know, the Tzvua. What role does Yeush play? In general, right, why, you know, why Kilaya Kerem would be, you know, considered to be an act of Hezek, and, you know, several other, you know, issues as well. So what we've been exploring is the relationship between Basa Bakalov and Kilaya Kerem, as we indicated. You know, it seems like two heter beheters that combine and create an Iser. Both of them, you know, don't focus in the language of the Torah on Achila or Hana. One focuses on Bishul, the other focuses on Kidesh or Hakadasha or whatever that is. Despite the similarities between them, that's what we were discussing yesterday, there also seem to be subtle differences even within the similarities. Just the way the psukim are formulated, you have to look carefully. I'm not going to examine that much more fully, but the pasuk, of course, in Kedoshim, Parakintas, that's one pasuk, and then the pasuk in Kiteitse, you know, Pentukdash, you know, Hamaleya. Even the way that, you know, we handle the Minyan HaMitzvos is a little bit different than Bishol, Basa B'Chalav, and Kiddush of Kilayim. So, obviously this raises the question, but the bigger question is the issue of Ein Adam Oser Davar, you know, She'eino Shelo. That certainly doesn't apply to Basa B'Chalav, or to any other physical macholas asuros or isur hana, and yet it seems to apply, you know, to Kilaya Kerem. At least that's a discussion in the Mishnah, a debate among the Tanaim, at minimum, as well. So the question is, like, what, you know, what do we do with all that? So basically, this kind of encouraged us to take a step back and examine a little bit the role or the nature of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. Like, you know, when should that apply in general? And obviously the more we're dealing with a physical or even a, you know, halachic kind of mitzius, a chatzah shaliser that is more objective, the less inclined you are to say such a thing. On the other hand, where we're dealing with bailus, and kind of the ability or the effort to impose like a legal status on something, I mean, to affect, you know, by attitude or by designation, you know, there the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo is very, very reasonable. So the question is twofold. Number one, you know, within that, where do you draw the line? Right, things that are purely physical, things that are, you know, clearly predominantly intellectual or formal. What about things that have, you know, both components? Where do you draw the line in terms of this requirement, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo? That's question number one. And question number two, in specific applications, to try to identify the role of, you know, the machshava role, or the mental role, you know, the intellectual role, the formal role, doesn't have to always be the same. Right. So these are two different questions. The resolution of both is necessary to determine all cases of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. Okay. From there, we went on to examine you know, the evidence. The evidence is that Kilayim does have some sort of a intellectual factor, meaning Kabana, Makshava plays some role. And that's, of course, the discussion in the Mishnah of Kilayim, you know, where he intends, you know, to uproot it, but, you know, he didn't get there yet, and there's going to be the Shir of Tosefes Masayim. And maybe other evidence, and of course the implication that Yeush plays some sort of a role. That's obviously less definitive, but if you take it, you know, linguistically, literally, it sounds like there's some issue of Yeush here. Typically, when physical factors determine alone, then Yeush, you know, is not a term, you know, that we're, you know, used to encountering. Here it sounds like, you know, it's not only a term that's used, but it's a factor in the Kilayakar. So this, of course, the big question is asked by the Rishonim, the Tosis and Yevamos, the Rash, which we're not finished with yet, in Kilayim. I should say also the Tosis Shants, which is the Rash also, but a different iteration of it, in quoted in the Shittim Gubetzes in Bava Kamma Dav Kuf, and by other Rishonim as well, the Ramban, especially in Kutrasina de Garmi, addresses this question implicitly. He addresses it here as well, certainly the Yeush part, not Enanam Oser per se, that he addresses in Kutrasina de Garmi. But certainly the question of the role of Yeush is also addressed by the Rama, by Rabbeinu Yonah, etc. So, what we've seen so far is kind of a range of views regarding the, you know, the role of the, you know, attitudinal part, let's say, in Kilayim, and whether this is a factor in justifying the role of Yeush or and the distinction to Basa Bakala. So we've already seen Tosis in Yevamos, you know, Tosis in here in Bava Basra, and the parallel, you know, in Bava Kamma, the Rama, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban. In the Rama, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ramban, we certainly noticed a very clear escalation, not simply that Makshava can be Ma'akev, they can play a role, but that, you know, Makshava, you know, is a part of the Hagdara, let's say, of Zriyas Kilayim, or, you know, it's considered, you know, Zara Biyado, it can take a Sheval Tase, you know, and turn it into a Maisa Hagavra. And in Rabbeinu Yonah, not quite that, but certainly, again, this idea that it plays some role in Zorea, and somehow it's connected to the fact that there are two different minim here. In the Ramban, that's what I was rushing to do at the very end of the last year, much more pronounced, both in Bava Basra, two or three pieces in Bava Basra, and again and again and again and again. I'm not sure if I have the right number of agains, but if anything, I under again rather than over again. In Kutrasina de Garmi, like, he really is, I wouldn't say obsessed, because maybe that's not nice, but he's really super focused on the case of Kilayim in Kutrasina de Garmi. He comes back to it again and again and again and again. And he also keeps repeating the formulation that, you know, Yeush kind of makes the Kilayim. And Yeush even makes the Irvuv. Now, typically, you don't think that an attitude, you know, is responsible, you know, for a state of mixture. But it's almost like the Ramban is saying, again, not exactly what the Rama says, but I think, you know, an escalation of it. The Rama is saying, you know, he, you know, is the Zoreya. It's not just that he did something in the Mela, the Zriya. He's the Zoreya because of his attitude. And the Ramban is saying, he's the Ma'arvev, he's the one who causes the Irvuv because of his attitude. if he just neglects it and there's no Yeush, it's not considered, you know, Alpidin, Irva. But the Ramban, as I say, goes much further. Here, you know, he suggests that it's Gira Didei, and therefore Alamazik Lahazik, because of Labriot, because of being Mekayim Kilayim, right? He also suggests that the Hasra isn't just a requirement for Kabbalah Sakrayus, but it's a Tnai in Kidesh, in the Yisrana, in the Hagdara of Kilayim. And more importantly, again, he has the formulation repeatedly of Rotza B'Kiyumo, and this idea that the Yeush isn't just, you know, Koveya, whether or not, you know, he's Chozer Lavaro, and maybe there would be a Hafka or a Ptur, but that, you know, it really is part of the very definition and Pe'ula of Yetziras Ha'irvuv itself. And the language that he uses, you know, here in Bava Basra is very, very strongly echoed, again, many times in Kutristina de Garmi. In one of the places, as we already mentioned, the one page 121, I think I had it here, he also has some negative language, right? Zesha Shnuya Omelo Gador, La Mishum Asra Hu Lechaibo, Dan Hasra. Elim Ibnesh Eno Nasar Elim Kain Hisrubo De Mistam Alo Nicha De Lisare Karmo B'Tua Shal Chavero B'Da Tolakor. Here is the only place that he speaks about Da Tolakor, but I don't think he means it in the narrow way. I think he means it in the broadest way. Meaning, I said that, oh, you could have said that the Mishnah in Kalayim is only about, oh, it's not, you know, Dover Omeid Liskayim. It's like Omeid Lakor Ka Awkward Dami, like in a technical way. But I think the Ramban means it in the opposite way, meaning anything that is not nichale, anything short of misyaish, anything where, let's say, there's no hasra, is by definition datalakar, meaning the main point in the Ramban is that everything is either rotza bikiyumo or datalakar, and it's datalakar until it's rotza bikiyumo. That's the difference. The mistamalo nichale de lisari karma b'tvasa shakaveir v'data lakar. Afal gav d'tnan elach l'beisiv yachzor v'alakteno, etc. Im hosif asur. Alma b'yirsh kedim mitzar hasam de nichale l'kayim yarek shalo. And again, in all the places, he keeps saying rotsa b'kiyuma. Alma b'irvuv karmo b'tvasa shakaveir lo nichale v'data lakar gafano v'ligdar v'shemar savur shalan amichai v'ligdar. Well, why would that matter? That isn't Omeid Lakar. Anything that Alpidin is not, you know, positively embraced by him is simply the equivalent, because it isn't Rotze B'Kiyuma. So that, I think, is the Ramban Shita throughout, and it's just an amazing step up. You know, again, Ben Yonah kind of is a sidestep. The Ramah is like a building block, but I think that the Ramban is the most forceful of the Rishonim. I just wanted to mention that the Ramban, I mentioned this yesterday, but I just want to mention that I'm a little serious about it, and that is, I mentioned the Ramban in Psachim about Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Those of you who are here, again, that is also where the Ramban, you know, takes what other people see as a negative, like Eino Rotsa B'Kiyumo is a Ptur, and instead turns it into, you know, Rotsa B'Kiyumo. I don't think that it's completely coincidental that he's using the same terminology, or that he thinks that, again, attitudinally, like how you relate to this matters. I also think it's not a coincidence that in Levishas Kilayim, in Shatnez, the Ramban happens to have a very strong view that, again, the attitudinal piece, you know, is indispensable for that din as well. According to the Ramban, you know, if a person is lovesh Shatnez, but it's not, he's not nanimimano, or it's not nichale, then that's not considered levishas kilayim. The Hagdara of Levishas Kelayim, according to the Ramban, includes, you know, Nichale Benena Mimen. This is, anybody familiar with this? I didn't get to look at it. It's a parallel. It just occurs to me that it's not a coincidence. This is part of the Ramban's presentation. Anybody know? Of Psikresha. Okay. I'm not sure if we've done Psikresha with anybody in the room. Have we? Josh looks guilty. Did we? I guess we did. So the Ramban, what is it on? Kuf Yud Aleph, I think, in Shabbos? Does that make sense? Kuf Vav or Kuf Yud Aleph? Yeah, probably Kuf Yud Aleph. Anyways, the Ramban talks about, you know, the mixed evidence, the evidence in the Rishonim, you know, for or against the Aruch. The Aruch holds Psik Reisha, the Lunichale is... you know, is mutter. Well, he tells us about Psikresha de Lonichale, is Potter Avalasser. And then we're not going to discuss the whole thing. But anyway, some of the evidence comes from the case of Kelayim. A person is Lovesh Kelayim, so that looks like it's a Psikresha. So does that prove that Psikresha de Lonichale is mutter? Right? So the Ramban says, no, not at all. The reason that Levishas Kelayim, you know, Lo Nichale, seems to be mutter is not because Psikresha Lo Nichale is mutter. It's because it's not considered Levishas Kelayim, you know, absent Hanas Aguf. You have to be not just physically wearing it, it's wearing it in a way, you know, which is purposive, you know, intentional, and, you know, beneficial. Anybody have it? Anybody find it? Is it Kuf Yud Aleph?
Yeah.
He has it somewhere else also. Yeah. Masha Hitir Rab Shimon, the Mochrek Sus, Lavosh Kalayim. Like, you know, somebody wants to be like a, you know, this is like Kalach Lamaisa. Somebody wants to be like a walking, living, breathing mannequin. Right? So, you know, they want you to try on the Kalayim suit. You know, your summer job or, you know, maybe your year job. Masha Hitir Rab Shimon, the Mochrek Sus. Lilbosh Kelayim, Yishum Dalo Asar Torah El Malbush Shestamo Lahana. Avakash Elo Mimeno Ana, Lav Malbush El Masoi Bialma. That's a very Lubdisha comment, right? Are you carrying your clothes or are you wearing your clothes? Ah. Bachi said Perakamadi Bamos, and so on. But this is to explain, therefore, don't bring rayas from Shatnez that Psikresha de Lonichale is mutter, because it's really a din in Levisha, you know, Shat. So is that a general din in Levisha? That Levisha, as opposed to Masoi, you know, Begadim, right, is a din in Nichale? I wonder. Or is it because, you know, again, in both Kedoshim and in Kitetze, where you have the... excuse me, the two psukim of you know, Kelaya Kerem or Kelai Zroim in the case of Kedoshim, right, it's also connected to Shatnez, you know, meaning Kelai Begadim and Kelai Behema, right? So I just wonder whether it's a coincidence that for the Ramban, you know, not just what you do objectively, but, you know, how, you know, your attitude in doing it, your motivation, right, your, you know, your intellectual posture, that figures into the whole thing. I wonder whether that's just a coincidence. Again, it could just be in a Levisha and Masai. You have to see whether it applies to other issues in Levisha. But I suspect that it has to do with the nature of this Irvuv, you know, being requiring, you know, that it not be temporary or that it not be, you know, a burden, etc. Okay. Anyways, let's get back to where we were, since it's getting a little bit late. So I think we were in the middle of the Rash. So let's finish up with the Rash. I think we still have to do the Rash, excuse me, and the Tosis Rim, right? That's what we said? Yeah. No? Okay. Stephen looks like a little doubtful. Okay. So the Rash, let's get back to the Rash for a minute, and I'll just go to, you know, add the Yeshita Mukhabetzis as well. Did I not bring it? Oh, that's terrible. No, I did. Okay. So the Rash here in Kilayim, Stephen, go ahead. So he starts off again. In the Makadosh Davar Shein Shelo.
He says, "Afagav Dishar Yisurin Kavan Bas V'Chala Poster Shein Shelo." In the Damos Yisurin Hatzulim B'Nesinas Tam was
that. Okay, so that we discussed already. It's a special din in Bas V'Chala, and we explained it might be because of the physicality, right? The Metzios of Bas V'Chala, the fact that it's one Cheftza. Very important. Okay, good. So that there you don't say, but everywhere else you would say, "Ainu d'mosa davar shein shelo," or anything, you know, which isn't purely, like, let's say experientially physical. You know, like a cheftza shalisa that you could. It's basa b'chalav only if there's tam, but once there's tam, you can't deny it's basa b'chalav, as opposed to things that are more, you know, formal. Even if they're physical, right? Things like kelayim, you know, where you don't have that kind of a shiur. Okay, maybe we'll get back to it. V'yesh mechalkin.
V'yesh mechalkin be'isra ha'parv machshava l'shar yisurim declaim. L'shar yisurim declaim tliyim b'nichusa debaila. Okay, Sanu el parkei gavi royer karam mechalik bein k'shag yasham k'shag sort. L'chein bein.
Yeah. And that's, of course, what we're familiar with.
So that's
a period. So now the Rash, however, asks an interesting question. V'lo yitachein. What do you mean? Meaning a paraduma, right? If you do malacha with a paraduma, that's posel the paraduma. Oh, the pater b'dinei adam v'chay b'dinei shemayim, which means that it posels the paraduma. So, meaning if somebody does malacha, not just the bailin, if anybody does, you know, malacha with paraduma, right? Then that's that passels the paraduma, correct? Oh. The parakanizakin.
Alma oser,
meaning even though it's if it's a davar sheni shelo, it's oser. So big deal. So is basa b'chala. No. Afagav, the tali b'makshava. How do you know it's tali b'makshava? Meaning, if he didn't put it through a malacha, but it did malacha, right? That's not a problem. Now he could have said, "Oh, because that's just not malacha." But the Gemara says, "Mishum denichale," "Mishum delo nichale," because he preferred not, you know, do it. So it sounds like there's a tnai in malacha of which is posel a paraduma, and that is denichale, meaning there's a machshava component to paraduma. So if the rule is that whenever there's a machshava component, right, that there is a principle of ena namosa davar sheni shelo, then how come the osa malacha doesn't have to be the bailin? That's the question of the Rash. Very good question. What's the answer?
He says, "Ella kol hani hainu taima gavi vodazara lav shmei tekrovas vodazara kevin sheinu shalom gavi para tala chasat nichusa deusa malacha dechsev gavi egla rufa oveid v'karina ibad ma oveid nichalei bereishel mesi ma oveid nichalei I guess etc. Bereishel mesias para yalcha me egla uman delo darish." Kiven
Hachamoda.
Hachamoda Mistama Kazo Kazo Kinzo.
Bazu Kinzu. Yilmot Sasum Namfor. Okay. Without going into detail, because it's not our topic, what's he saying?
He's saying it's
so it sounds like he's saying a very narrow answer.
Yeah, it's unique Xerzakasa by
I don't know if it's even a unique Xerzakasa. I would say what he's saying is as follows. In Avodah Zarah, we're trying to be koveya tikrovas Avodah Zarah, right? We're trying to generate a status, a chefta shel Avodah Zarah. And what we're saying is, like, who can do that? Only the Bailin. It's my chepetz. Only I can designate this. Only I can impose upon it the status of Avodah Zarah. Because it's a status. And it's a Bailin's type status. Okay? However, when it comes to the psul of Malacha in Paraduma, right? So, I think in the narrowest way what he's saying is that you don't need the Bailim. Well, it's not a din of Bailos. The category of Asiyas Malacha, it's true. In other words, what threw everybody off was the Pagam is in the Cheftza. Like, this is now Pasul for Paraduma, if you're Osa Malacha. So, you know, the Osa Malacha is the equivalent of the Iruvuv HaKelayim. Right, in both cases, you know, creates some sort of a Yisrano, in this case, it's a Pagam or a Psul, and only a Bailin can do that. But, says the Rash, I think, no, it depends what we're talking about. If the Pagam is Asiyas Malacha, then it's the Kabana of the Osa Malacha. He's the Bailim Lagabe Asiyas HaMalacha. You have to be the Bailim of the Chepetz. What we're trying to do is be Magdir was our Asiyah. We're saying, if the animal does Malacha on its own, and especially it's Lonichale, the Bailim, that's not called Asiyas Malacha. That's called, you know, going rogue or whatever. Right? But, you know, if somebody does Malacha with the Paradum, you're going to say that's not Malacha. And if that's Pogame, the Shem Paraduma, then that's it. He's the Bailim to determine, maybe I shouldn't use that phrase, he's the one who gets to define whether this is considered a Asiyas Malacha. Once it's a Asiyas Malacha, there's a Pagam. Right? Oh. I personally would have said it a little differently. What could you say maybe differently? Especially in light of things that we have, you know, been discussing. And that is, maybe not every intellectual component, right? Ein adam osar davar she'eino shelo makes. Maybe it depends on what role the intellectual component has. And here, I think you could say a few things, but you could have said in the very narrowest way, this is not considered malacha. If it's lo nichale, and the animal does it on its own, it's simply, you know, not considered, you know, malacha. Not that there's a makshava requirement, you know, of nichale, you know, to be considered malacha. It's that if it's lo nichale, and osa me'atzmo, right, then, you know, it's not called also malacha. Or, even if there is a component of nicha or lo nicha, what I might say is, not necessarily for baletosis, but in general, is, oh, if that's simply ma'akev, right, that's still not in an avos adavar shem shalom. It's still mainly, you know, the physical action, as long as there's no ikuv of the makshava, and that's not a principle of einanam osa davar shein shalom. It's only in something like in kelayim where the attitude is the machayev, an equal part, the dominant part, the only part, and the maisa is just kind of concretizing the makshava. That's once you get into, let's say, the ramah, you know, maybe even Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Certainly the Ramban, then even if you want to say, you know, that, you know, this there is a component of Machshava, but as I say, it's very limited, not necessarily in such a way that we invoke the principle of Einu Mosu Davar Sheino Shelo. Because there's still also a Maisa part. Okay? That's what I would have said. That's not what the Rosh says. Maybe because, again, for him, even in Kalei Akerim, the Machshava part is an ikuv. You know, it's not the main story. Or any intellectual component, you know, determines or dictates Eina Demoser. Hard to know which. We started out by saying, right, that we were examining two things, right? One is, where on the scale does this intellectual component have to be? B, in each application, you know, what is the nature or the identity of this component? Right. So I think that they're beyond what the Rosh says, which is, you know, who's the Bailim here? The Bailim here is the Osa Malacha. The Bailim in Avodah Zarah is the owner of the Avodah Zarah. The Bailim in Kilei Akerim is the owner of the Karim. There's a difference between a Hagdara of Malacha and attaching or you know, creating a stature or an identity to the Chepetz. Okay. Then, just to kind of make this point, I think, even clearer, interesting that he then goes on to say, the Rash, the Gabe Kilayim. Go ahead, Stephen. There's no nichalei. Oh. Notice, he doesn't say what the Ramban says. You know, oh, he'll probably be okay. Or I think the bigger point of the Ramban, which is, the Zoreya has to be. He has to be Zoreya Denichale because he's trying to create Irvov. It's his Yush, which is creating it. Or even the Rama, or even Rabbeinu Yonah, which is that the Nichale is what's Magdir him as the Zoreya. The Rosh doesn't say any of those things. Right? Instead, what does it sound like, Shalom? What does it sound like in the Rosh? The requirement of Nichale. Is it a Shir and Zoreya? I mean, it's not considered Zoreya, or it's not considered his Zoreya, if it's not Nichalei? Doesn't sound that way in the Rosh? Or just
it's
that...
Not like Shir
and Zoreya. Not. It's a Tanai. Ma Zoreya, de Nichalei, v'ha, einena v'lo Nichalei. I mean, Zoreya typically is Nichalei. It's not part of the definition of Zriya. What I'm saying is, for the Rama, right, the intellectual component turns a Maisa, the Mimela, into he's the Zoreya, right? And somewhat a little bit less dramatic, that's true for Rabbeinu Yonah as well. For the Ramban, he's the Ma'arvev through his Yeyosh. Not a din in Zoreya. But for the Rosh, it's, oh, what's the makor for this din? That you require nichalei, or that lo nichalei at least, you know, is ma'akev? Ma'azoreya de nichalei. But that's very different than saying, right, that the nicha is a precondition to define it as a zoreya, or as his zoreya. All what I'm trying to show is that for the Rosh, you know, this isn't the main event. It's a requirement, or even more, maybe an ikuv. Not more. And that, I think, is consistent with the general view in Bali Tosis, in Yavamos, in Baba Kama, in Baba Basra, and the Rosh. Inami Shaini Haka. Another answer.
Inami Shaini Haka, the Siv Karma Haka.
Oh, now this is very interesting. What is that?
that we can't apply animus or Shina Shalom because it has to be your own karma.
So is that a din of Dabar Shina Shalom?
It sounds like the Isser itself only applies to something that you have vital something.
Interesting. Is this like the regular din of Einanam Osa Dabar Shina Shalom, like we have in let's say Avodah Zarah or Yain Nasak? Doesn't seem like it, right? Like at least in the previous, right? Dinichale, you could say, oh, that's the makar that there's a machshava component. Once there's a machshava component, Einanam Osa Dabar Shina Shalom. Here, if we're talking about karmicha. Karmacha min shalo. It's just a very similar to what, right? I was trying to prompt Shalom to say a second ago about dinichale, but even more so, meaning this is totally extraneous, or at least it's totally. It's not the regular din of Einanam Osa Dabar Shina Shalo, right? Or maybe if there wasn't a general din of Einanam Osa Dabar Shina Shalo, you wouldn't understand this concept. Maybe that's the idea. Which would be a very important lamdasha idea. So let me explain. It says karmacha, unless it's just the mokar that you need bailus to accomplish this. But let me highlight it by. Anybody got a chance to look at the Shidu Gubatsis in Baba Kama? I'm not sure if I gave that originally or not.
Rabbi Yonasan or the Rash?
We'll get to Rabbi Yonasan soon. But the Rash. Did you? Oh, did I bring it? I did. So, anybody? Okay, could be I didn't give it. Let me explain to what I think it is, and then I'll try to demonstrate it further from there. The Rash, as quoted there, questions this makar. And you'll see from the way that he questions it. Okay, this is a piece on, again, in the old Shita Mukubetsis, 298, column 2. You know, the question is, again, what does it have to do with Einanam Osa Dabar Shina Shalom? Omer read, Deshaini Kalayim Shetluim Baratzon Adam, Kamosha Kaso Arash B'Kalayim. This is very interesting. We'll get back to this in a minute. Sarach Lomar Kivin De'ena Tzvua Neseres De'ena Lamos Adav Shein Shalom Gam Agfanim She'enim Shalom Lo Ye Osru. Okay, we'll get back to that. We call the Chomer based on the Mar Menachos. We'll get to that in a minute. Just make sure I come back to that. Okay. V'yesh Mefarshim V'shim V'tziv Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim Mashma Karmacha V'lo Shalachem. That's what the Rash is saying. Right? He says V'lo Nehira. If Yerushalmi darish karmacha velo shel goy, Yerushalmi in Kilayim says karmacha means velo shel akum. Umefarish aliba deman, the amar yesh kinen akum be'eretz Yisrael. Lehafkia mikdushas. In other words, v'amai leman the amar nami ein kinyan typically mishum karmacha velo shel acherim. Does Yerushalmi says that karmacha excludes non-Jewish ownership, right? And it's according to the view that we acknowledge the impact, could be the detrimental impact, right, of Kinyan Akum Be'eretz Yisrael. In general, this is this question, you know, a Zrayim question. The Gemara speaks about it in Gittin, and Daf Mem Zayin, and of course, you know, the Yerushalmi all over the place, and also the Gemara Menachos, right, whether Yesh Kinyan Akum, you know, lafkia mikdushas aretz, lafkia mikdushas maestros, etc. How do you relate to non-Jewish ownership in Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis, right, the dine zroi? So the Yerushalmi says, oh, karmacha velo shel goy, because the kerem of a goy, yesh kinyan akum, is consequential, and therefore it's not nitan lekilai. Now again, does that make it like chutz laaretz or less or more? Fine. Says the Rash, but if the reasoning was karmacha velo shel acherim, and that was, you know, what was going on here. That's why there's a din of, you know, of you know, it can't be Osar if he's not the Bailin, right? Then why not just say, you know, Bailus Akum is not Shelo, it's Shelacherim. What does that have to do with Yesh Kininakum or Ein Kininakum? Let's hold Ein Kininakum, meaning a non-Jewish owner in Eretz Yisrael has zero impact on the status of Chepsa Shokalayakar. Okay? But at the end of the day, you still don't have the sine qua non, the prerequisite of Bailus. If it's not yours, then there's no Kalayakarim. So, again, this wouldn't be a question if the Xeris HaKosuv was teaching you that you could have said, oh, just like Lo Tizra Dinichale is the Makar, right, that there's a Machshava component in Kalayakarim. So the other view of the Rash is, no, it says Karmacha. So that's teaching you that there's a bilus issue in Kalayakarim. Why is there a bilus issue in Kalayakarim? Because Eidena Mosa Dabar Shein Shalo. Meaning, because it has an intellectual component. You're trying to impose a status. And you can't impose a status if you're not the bilin. Right? Oh. So then you would still want to learn Karma Chavalo Shalakeirim. But I don't think that's the point. I think in this view of the Rash, or this view that he's quoting, what we're really saying is that it's backwards. It's not Karma Chavalo Shalakeirim because Eidena Mosa Dover Shein Shalo. It's Eidena Mosa Dover Shein Shalo even here, even though this is nothing like Avodah Zarah, it's really far more like Basar B'chala. The only thing is, the Isra of Kilayakarim is limited to Bailus. By the way, that in itself is a very fascinating phenomenon. Right? The Din of Eidena Mosa Dov Shein Shalo, I understand very well. I mean, we've been explaining it. Right? You want to impose a legal, formal status on something, you have to be, you know, you have to be the bailin. What's this din that, you know, that there's no kilayakarim if you're not the owner? We're not talking about rights. And we're not talking about, you know, chiyuvim, are we? Such you should say, oh, it's like, you know, it's not a mitzvah, you know, that it needs lachem. Either way, the idea that Kalayakarim only applies where you're the bailim as a tnai, in other words, not as a din about the nature of Kalayakarim. In the end of the day, you know, post facto still highlights that it's not a physical, objective chatzah shaliser. Because if it was, right, you know, would it be limited to bailus? The fact that it's limited, meaning in your kerem you shouldn't do this, right? If it's an objective toxicity, meaning the shiluv itself between, you know, the gefen and the tvua and the zera, right? If it's, no one could say in basar b'chala, you know, only if you're the bailim over the basar or the bailim over the chala, right? Because it's objective, and it's a chetza shaliser, and it's macholos asuros, and isuri ana, and so on. You don't have that, apparently, in kilayakarim. Otherwise, why would it be limited to karmacha, if that isn't itself midin, if it's not caused by an agilui milsa for in an amosa davar sheni shalo? It's rather a limit in the shame of kilayakarim and in the isur of kilayakarim. Then that is very telling. Okay? And it definitely detracts from the objective, you know, Iser, you know, aspect of this din. Okay. the continuation of the Rash and what came before it earlier also, we still have to get back to. Okay, the question of the Oser and the Iser, the Yerushalmi. Okay. In the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kamma, there's another answer here. That's very interesting. O tirates de kilaim daraisa osa davar sheni shalo. Avalacha kilaim darabana. Right, the mashma show you mechokim shrashi agapanim not tvuos dalad amos. Ela show you mesachim al gabi tvua. Hilkachahu avad isura kantu rabana. Kamina bakomets zuta gabi shar zroim. She osur sazroim vitiru es agapanim. Miu lo yisyashiv kol kachete lefi pirzeh minol and dak brayso the mechitzas keren asik kirabi meir. What does that do with garmi? Anyways, this view in the Tosis Rash Mishans is the most radical in a way, saying what the din of einan of oser davar she'ena shalom really doesn't apply to kalaya karam daraisa. Oh, at least as far as this is concerned, kalaya karam daraisa. It's like basa b'chalka, right? It's all he did in kilaya kerem drabanan, and that's how he interprets the Gemara. We'll get to in Menachos on Daf Tezvav. Actually, I think Tosis in, if I recall, Tosis in Menachos on Tezvav Medeis also has this daya, and it's quoted here, I think, in the Meiri as well, where there's a group of Rishonim that say that this whole din, that whole Mishnah, is only in Kilai Kerem Drabanan. Okay, that's interesting for Kilai Kerem Drabanan. Could still apply all the things that we've been saying, but obviously, you know, we care more conceptually about Kilai Kerem Daraisa than we do Drabanan. So what we're saying is, oh, at least as far as these dinim are concerned, Kilai Kerem Daraisa, right, is, there's no din of Eidon Amos and Dover Shem Shalom. But that's a minority view in the Rishonim, but it's a view nonetheless. Okay, so that is in terms of the Rash. Now, I just want to finish off with the Tosis Rit. So again, very interesting. Shalom, do you have it, the Tosis Rit? You do or you don't? It's on the board, or you can get it. Okay, great. Yeah. You know, Tosis Rit is always exciting. So he starts out, just 1 second. Yeah. He starts off with a very strong formulation that Einan Oser Davar Sheni Shalo should not apply, right, to Kilaya Kerem. You have it?
Yeah, just in Shiratsu, last Mekita, pulling every time in the door, Master Ben Yitzchak.
Yeah, that, we'll skip that part for now. We'll get back to that. Very important. Go to the part of right, od kosav gamzem borim midiek titznan. You have that? A mesachek kvano al gabi tvasa shachabera is a kidech v'chay b'akriyuso. The mesayim b'seifa. Hechad avid maisa. Again, he doesn't compare it to Nevela or Basa B'chalav, interestingly, but to be Metame Umedame. I wonder why. I think I know why. Because Metame Dame is also a way of imposing, you know, a status of being, you know, Oser. But it's a way of physically being Oser, right? Delo Dami. He knows the other side.
Right.
Meaning, because that is about imposing a legal status, not just a physical act of avodah zarah. You're trying to create a shame neba, not just to do a maisa avodah zarah. But here, you know, maybe you're just like you're metame or you're medamea. Medamea is more obvious than metame, but right, so too, you are mekadesh, or whatever the proper verb is, right? Hasa machshava talya.
Machshava talya.
V'cheinu menase cheinu. Yeah, go ahead. Right. V'cheinu menase cheinu shol chaveiro. Again, the Zoreya is a Maisa Ha-Oser. That's what he's saying. Correct? He's not denying that, you know that there isn't an Oser here. He's just saying it's a physical Oser, not a legal, formal Oser, you know, that has to attach itself legally to the Chafetz. Attach itself physically to the Chafetz. Okay? What's the answer? Mefarish Mori. Milo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim, the Gomer. So he also has this, the first answer is Karmacha Velo Shel Chavercha. The same answer we found in the Rash that in Bava Kama, Rash rejects. Okay, that we've spoken about already. Again, I don't think it's a Bailus issue. I think it's a Tnai, a Shir, a limitation of the Isser, and very Mechudash. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so that's he's coming around. The Hilkach. Okay. But no, that's the standard answer. Okay. What do you make of that? A yawner or something exciting? Is it a yawner or something that's exciting? What? Well, that's a good answer. Okay, relatively, in within the range of exciting things. High excitement, low excitement, containable excitement.
Seems like a new distinction in talking about in other words, about where it applies.
Is mechalik between Isuri Ana and Achila? First of all, is it true? Is it true? Basel Bechalov. Basel Bechalov's Aser Bana. Right? So, what's he talking about? Ah. In the footnotes here, I think he points out Basel Bechalov. And then he quotes some of the Achronim who ask a question and say, and let's say Nevela was Aser Bahana. Okay, it's not. Let's say Nevela was Aser Bahana. So you would say, Einan Amosu Dabar Shema Shalom, if the Torah happened to think that Nevela was Aser Bahana. I mean, in the end of the day, you can't eat Nevela because it was no proper Shkita. You're missing the mat here. So who cares whether or not, the Menabel, was a bailin or not? Meaning, what's the Tosafot we're talking about? First of all, it's exciting just because, Heichan Matzinu that Isra Anah versus Macholas Asuros has such a consequence. Secondly, Basar Bechala, the Nevela question doesn't bother me. meaning, you know, of course, Basa B'chalav is real. The Nevela question doesn't bother me. Maybe it's Lo Yitaken ever that there would be Yisra and Ofer Nevela. Because it's in it, the nature of what it is, right, is that it's lacking a Heter Shechita, meaning it's lacking a Achila. But if you wanted it to be Aser Bana, maybe it would need to be something which wasn't just, you know, lacking or absent something else. Maybe it would need to be, like, turned into something. Okay? So saying, oh, hypothetically, if Nevela was also Bahana, you know, this wouldn't be. Yeah, that's why it's a bad hypothetical. That's what I would answer to that question. But of course, the Basa B'chalav question is a pretty good question. And the bigger question, like, what's it got to do with anything? But I think the answer is, this goes back to like a pretty basic question. You know, again, those of you who are last, we talked about it in the Chabetz. Right? Chabetz is also going on. Not according to Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. Right? But, you know, according to others. And the question is whether it's Yisra'na, you know, is more on the typical side or not. Right? Let's take a step back and say the following. What, you know, differentiates Machalas Asuras and Yisra Ana. So I think you could say one of two things. In light of what we discussed yesterday, you know, the Rambam's, you know, Sefer HaMitzvos about, of all things, Basa B'chalav. And by the way, the same Rambam, mentioned this in the past, the Nekuda Nifla. Right? What's a Nekuda Nifla? The Yoredeya people? Asher. Nekuda Nifla? Pirshim Shnai is Krisos, yeah, right?
Together. You can't say Venus or Moses because Nephila and Hanar are one thing.
You can't say that Isra Hana creates an Isra Moses such that, you know, you don't apply the principle of Ein Isra Kalal Isra, says the Rambam in Pirshim Shnai. He calls it the Nekuda Nifla, right? He says because there's a bond, there's a connection between Isra Achila and Isra Hana. Actually, there, pointing this out in the past, instead of saying, you know, that Achila is a super Hana, the Rambam says that, like, Hana is like an extension of Yisra Achila. When we talked about Psachim, I was talking about, you know, Yesh Baheter Achila, Chizki and Rabavo. Right? We're talking about, you know, what, do you always need a separate makar for Yisra Ana? Right? Or, you know, automatically, there's an Yisra Ana. This is the debate between Chizki and Rabbavo. There's an automatic Yisra Ana that flow every time the Torah says a language of Achila, Ad Shi Vada Lecha, that it's not Asur Bahana, you should assume that it's Asur Bahana. And that sounds like a pretty big deal. Meaning, That's exactly the Rambam's topic, right? If what we're saying is every Isra Achila is an Isra, whether, again, I think it's two sides of the same coin, right? I mean, it doesn't trouble me so much. So I think it's interesting. Whether you want to say, you know, that Achila is like a super Hana, an acute Hana, or you want to say Achila is like Achila Sachafza, you know, it's a form of Achila, just not Achila Sagabra. Right, you're using up the chafza, although not the tzura of Achila. I'm okay with either one. I think you could argue, but the Rambam says it's clearly the same shita formulated in opposite ways. And again, the Rambam speaks about this opposite in terms of Malkus. You get Malkus for Yisra Ana. That's the Rambam in Hilchos. That's the third one. The Rambam used to point out these three things: Yisra Mosiv, meaning a mitzvos, and Malkus. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Sodei Torah. Anyway, but what's interesting, so again, Chizki and Rabbavo seem to be arguing about this point. Good. What if you have, let's think about two scenarios. Let's say you have an Isra Ana, which isn't an Isra Ana. It's not Machalas Asuras. Like a Vanazara. Right? Le Yidvak Uma Menacherim. Ah. What did we talk about the Ritva? That was in the Chulin year, right? I'll share it. What? Yeah, the Ritva. That's something like Yidba. That was in about Zara. That's the. But it was in the Chulin year. Yeah. Anyway. So you have a separate Yisrael or Yidbak Me'umam Nacher. The Krov that's about Zara. Asr Bahana. There are other things that are Asr Bahana that are Asr Bahana. Let's say you have things that are Asr Bahana, even though they're also Asr Bahila, but with a separate Makar. Let's say you normally paskin. Where do we have that?
Basar
Bahala, for sure. That's already because Shlok Kedera condition. But okay, great. Get to Basar Bahala in a second. What about Chametz? Right? That's the thing we discussed last year, for those who are here. Right? Why does the Rambam need a Makar? You know, Lo Yeyachel. You know, he paskins, you know, Achi Vadalacha. So what do you need a separate Makar for Yisrael Nov for? So the Mepharshim say, the Rambam, it's really the Rif already, the Rambam wanted to let you know that even though he doesn't need it, you know, either way, Chametz would have been asked about now whether you paskin like Chizkiah Rabbah. I don't think that's a shot. What I said last year was, I don't know, because Chametz isn't your typical Isra Achila, and therefore its Isra Na isn't typical either. I would have thought, okay, you know, B'Mechilas Kvod the Rambam, that if you have, if Basa B'Chalav is Asr Shaloka Derech Hana Aso, and there's no language of Achila, instead there's a language of Bishol, so frankly I would have thought that whenever you think about the normal relationship between Achila, Yisra Achila and Yisra Ana, maybe Basar Bechalav is an exception. Maybe Kalaya Kerem is an exception. Because it's language of Pentukta Shabalaya and it's Asur Afilu Shalom Kederach. It's a whole different story. The Rambam didn't go with that. Certainly not in Basar Bechalav. Right? Not in the Nekuda Nifla, and not in, you know, the Sefer HaMitzvos. But I might have thought it. But what am I trying to say? So whenever you don't have Yisra Achila, and you have Yisra Na, or you have Yisra Na, but it doesn't seem to be like a typical Yisra Achila, because it defies the normal Psak of Chizkiah Rabbah, let's say, or doesn't use the language of Achila, maybe you're dealing with a different model. Maybe you're back to the original question, or what it would be for Chizkiah, namely, maybe Yisra Na isn't just, you know, an extended Yisra Achila, or Yisra Achila that's super Yisra Na. Maybe what we're saying is, you know, that it's a whole different, not an extension one way or another, it's a whole different category. And maybe the idea is, Makalas Asuras is Asur Bachila. And maybe when something is Yisra Na, it's because it's a more toxic Chepta. Right? And you have to, it's not just necessarily its physical makeup. Again, it's, you're labeling it, you're, you know, you're stigmatizing it. So maybe the idea is, when it comes to Macholos Asuros, again, I don't think you have to make this distinction. I'm just reconstructing, like, what is the Tosis Rid even thinking about? If the Tosis Rid is telling us that Ein an Amosa Dover Shena Shalom, it depends on the distinction between Achila and Hana, I think it's based on two assumptions. Number one, that our analysis of Ein an Amosa Dover Shena Shalom has been right on target. It's about legal formalism, imposing a status beyond the physical. That's number one. And number two, what he's saying is, all things being equal, that, you know, in that regard, maybe there's a difference between Yisra Na and Yisra Achila. Yisra Kila typically is an Yisra Gavra or a Ketza Shal Yisra. But when something is Aser Bahana, you know, what we're saying is it's really toxic. Not more toxic. Not just Mitamtem, you know, SLA. But symbolically, right, its status, its stature, what it stands for, right, is, you know, labels it in a certain way. All right, so what's going on with Basa B'Chalav? So let's get back to what I said yesterday, which was, it's interesting to think, you know, even the Rambam's formulations, right, the Rambam's explaining why, you know, we have the Isra Bishol and we have the Isra Achila. We don't have the Isra Ana. How come? Oh, because that's just an acute, you know, extended manifestation of the Yisra Achila. Okay. But we don't have that same phenomenon in Kelayim. Right? That's not how the Labim are broken up. Moreover, as I think I mentioned yesterday, it sounds like the Gemara, at least, you know, for a second, thought that even if Basar B'Chalav requires Derech Hana, right, Kilayah Kerem doesn't. The Gemara Chav Dalet on Beisim Sakin. Then on Chav Peim B'Alav, the Gemara says, like, well, you know, why is one better than the other if it's the absence of the Lashon of Achila? Right? Now, at the end of the day, the Rambam still thought that the Isra Hana of Basar B'Chalav is Noveya from the Achila. I might have said it differently. I might have said that, you know, again, this doesn't explain, you know, the Rambam's problem, but I say maybe they both are Noveya from the Bishul. Either way, let me add one other point. Pentukta Shabaleya. Right, very hard psukim to read, to translate. Right? The Tukdash especially, very, very hard. Rashi in Psachim says it means Aser Lihanos Bo. Right, some people say Chayev Lisrof Oso, Yukadata. I think the Unkel says Tistai. Also pretty good. Right? But even better, if you're talking about the Chi of Sreifa, and even better than that, if it's referring to Yisra Na, doesn't Rashi say that? You have it? Is he? Maybe you're agreeing with me.
He does say
that. I don't need to prove it if it's you. Okay? So, that's very remarkable. So, think about it. For the Rambam, right, the Hana of Basa B'Chalav is Novea from the Achila. For Rashi and Psachim, right, the verb, the ambiguous, mysterious verb, right, that defines the Yisra Kelayim, refers actually directly to Hana. So what I'm trying to say is, true, both Basa B'Chalav and Kelayim, and with everything that they have in common, including the din of Shaloka Derech Hana, so, right, they seem the same. But at the end of the day, the Isra Hana of Basa B'Chalav is a consequence of Derech, of the Bishol, or the Bishol consequence number one, the Achila. But in Kelayim, it's fundamentally an Isra Hana. It's a tiyuv, or a tistai, or a yokadata, or an Isra Hana. Of course, it's also Asar B'Achila. But the Isra Hana doesn't flow from the Isra Achila. And maybe the primary verb is really, really about the Hana. So what is Tosas Rid saying? He's saying, when you have, you know, a Chepsa Shal Yisra Hana, which isn't just an extension of Achila, but is a shiur in the toxicity or the status or the stature of the chepza, right, then you need the bailim to be imposing that status. Okay, good. What about, that's what I think. Anybody get a chance to look at the Sefer HaMachriya or the Madura Tlisa? He has it in the footnotes. Another answer in the Tosas Rid. And by the way, before I leave this, again, this is a Tosas Rid, you know, but it's a Tosas Rid. So, you know, you would wonder, at minimum, whether there aren't other, you know, nafkamina between Basa B'chalav and Kelaya Kerim regarding the Isra'ana. Right? Maybe all bets are off. You don't assume that they're all identical, just like the Habamim and the Gemara. Yeah. Say again? I mean, what? That Basa B'chalav is in the Mosa Dover Shein Shalom? No. Inconceivable. I mean, no one can say such a thing without a raya. And there's no nekuda of machshava or anything.
There's no clear raya left either.
What?
There's no clear raya left either.
I mean, default. I mean, again, when the Rash, first of all, Tosu is obviously working with the Rash. And the Bali Tosis. He's quoting the Reed.
He's trying to propose a very different alternative.
What?
He's proposing a very different.
I'm saying their question assumes without Raya, right, that Basa B'chalav, this is. Put it this way, I'm skeptical. No, I'm more than skeptical. My, you know, like, what does it say? Never say never, but. Of course, if that would be true, it would be. Did somebody just flash on the board that it's true? It would be absolutely sensational. But I'm in the mo. I would love it for it to be true. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I like what I'm saying here for the Tosas Rid. But you know, it would be fascinating enough that I'd overcome, you know, my disappointment. But what I'm saying is, he's working off the Rash and the Bali Tosas, all of whom are assuming it. The idea that, you know, I mean, again, the. You know, the answer in Madura Tlisa, you know, in Sefer Makriya, is all about Basa B'chalav, which we'll get to in just a second. So to assume, you know, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, well, but it's blatant, you know. Basa B'chalav is blatant. He's saying, right. And I guess the question is, which is more blatant? You know, the inconceivability that Basa B'chalav is part of this, you know, equation, which is what I'm assuming, or you know, or the opposite, you know, or that, yeah, what we mean is something that is fundamentally, you know, an Isra Hana, not something that is Asur B'Hana. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if it could be the read as really just saying more about the itself, that, you know, the observation of Shlomo is saying, well, it's a thing that you ask your mom on a Bible, whereas if something merely in Isra Hana,
you mean more pragmatic? Not like what I'm saying, which is that the Isra'ana is a reflection that, oh, this is a, you know, a status?
Right.
I mean, but that's separate. That doesn't answer the Basa B'chalav question.
Right.
I mean, you're saying that if you, instead of saying this good, idea of that, you know, you're saying, oh, you can't have that effect. That's
what I'm saying. Why? Because it's just the Totsa. It's like, well, you that you ever ask your mom and I'll buy it.
No, I mean, if you're sticking to your first point.
Yeah.
Still.
Right.
Oh, I hear. I guess you could say that. Ein lomar davar zeh, shein lomosu davar shein shalom, ela b'yisra ana. I guess it's like, you know, two model, like a pragmatic reading.
Would there be an Isra Achila?
Of the Totsa Srid, or...
Would there be no Isra Achila? Would there be an Isra Achila on these things? Is
Asher
suggesting that
Kilayakan
couldn't
what is Asher suggesting?
You couldn't eat it? But there's no Isra'ana?
I mean, it sounds like misformulation that you
Well, definitely the Kilayakarim is Mutter B'Achila here.
Right.
Yeah, but actually, I thought Asher was just saying that it's a din in the Kisa Anoshabah.
No. I mean, if Im Kvar, you'll tell me if I'm saying it right. If you already accept the idea that Basa B'chalav is like Kilai Kerem, then you're going to say the same thing.
No, not
Basa B'chalav.
Not Basa B'chalav. If the explanation we're giving is that...
I see. I mean, you can't make it awesome. No, but he'll just say that when it comes to Kilai Kerem and Basa B'chalav, it's a package deal.
Then you're already saying a different Svara.
Yeah.
Then you're already saying...
I mean, Josh is saying... It's a point what you're saying. I don't think it's a killer... You know, argument. I mean, Josh is saying, "Oh, if the idea is pragmatic, I mean, you can't cause a loss to someone else, but then why can't you at least create machalas asuras?" Right? That's what you're saying. You can't even ask that question if you interpret the way I'm interpreting.
Right.
Understood. But Asher will answer you. Listen, there's an integrated. There aren't two batsa b'chalavs. There are three laban in batsa b'chalav, right? But there aren't two cheftzas shel batsa b'chalav. So either you know, the packages that, you know, that if you can't get the Yisra Ana, then you can't get the Yisra Achila. By the way, that alone is a little bit, in terms of my analysis, like if there would be ever a possibility, you know, of what I'm saying is, Kilaya Kerem is essentially Yisra Ana. And it's Asur Bachila, but Torah's, you know, being Asur Bahana. Whereas Basa Bachalav, I'm not even sure Basa Bachalav, that might be just a Shirin. A din bishul, frankly, but at least for the Rambam, you know, it's Yisra Ana, which is, you know, subsumed under the expanded Yisra Achila. So I hear it, but I don't think that that's, you know, ma'akev is.
So linguistically, I thought that he's just saying by Yisra Achila, you could never say in the Moser Dever Shein Hashavah.
Say that again.
In the real, it sounds like he's saying that by Yisra Achila you could never say. He's not necessarily saying that by all.
I mean, he does. I mean, you know, I understand. No, of course. That what I'm saying is that, but I don't want to say it that way. Ela davar ze ela b'yisurei ana. Say, but not in all yisurei ana.
No way. Not to say that all yisurei.
See, in my formulation, you know, what I'm trying to say is, it's kilai karen essentially yisurei ana or yisurei achila, or is it two dina? The answer is it's essentially yisurei. Again, in Asher's suggestion, it's more about the impact, but that would still be limited. For me, by the way, I'm open to the Tosis Rid being flexible, you know, on both sides of the equation. I mean, if there's some Macholos Asuros that clearly isn't, you know, typical and isn't just because it's Metamte Mesalev or physically whatever, but it's because it's a, you know, walking, toxic, you know, symbol, you know, what you have to label, you know, if there's such a machalas, but you have to explain, you know, why that's different. So I'm trying to explain why the Yisra Anav Kelayim is different. Right?
Maybe Chametz on Erev Pesach.
Chametz on Erev Pesach. Chametz on Erev Pesach. If there's no Yisra Anav.
Right.
I mean, according to the Rishonim, that the Yisra Shehiya, not like the Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalava, but like the Ran and the Ramban and the Raif, that it's only Achila. Yeah, except that there it's only Yisra Shehiya too. I hear that. That's pretty smart. I like that. I don't believe it, but I okay. Well, sorry it's so late. We have to really move quicker. But the Sefer Machriya. Eitan, you saw it? You have it? Go ahead. Simon Ches. You have it? Mandasharu b'masache gefano. Meaning, in the most of Dabashe and Shalom. Omri lo dami, you have that piece? Lo dami lo mevasho batsa b'chalav?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Velo tucha lahafrid zeh, let's say. Yeah. Okay, great. So what is this? What do you make of this? Very fascinating distinction. Again, I cheated a little bit. So when I was talking about yesterday about Basa B'chalav and Kelaya Karim, you know, I mentioned this as one of the distinctions. Right? It's Basa B'chalav is irrevocable. Right? And we're going to have to show the Sachato, you know. But, you know, and but Kelaya Karim isn't irrevocable. It's separable. The very fact that the Ramban could say, you know, biyado lakor, right? Again, in the Kuntres Dina D'Garmi, which I guess we'll finish up with on Thursday, some of the other issues, the Ramban says, you know, just because it's Yachol Lakor doesn't mean it's Shinui Achozo Lebriyaso Lo Shmo Shinui. Very interesting dialectic, right? Yachol Lakor, and therefore, you know, that highlights that you need Rotsa B'Kiyumo, but not Yachol Lakor. And therefore, nothing has happened. You can always yachalakor, even if it's bekavana, right? So the Tosas Rid is saying what? Since yachalakor, therefore it's eidah demosa davar sheni shelo. But he wasn't oker. Right now, it's together. This tosefes masayim, right? So again, he's making a point about basa b'chalav and a point about kilay karim. You know, they're kirechok mitzrach mimarov now. What he's saying is, Basa B'chalav is one chefza. It's one chefza made out of two components, but at the end of the day, the problem is integrating them fully and creating this new beria, or Derech Bishol Asra Torah. Of course, that's not subject to Eino Nemosa Davar. Sorry. Asher. Yeah. Of course, that's not subject to Eino Nemosa Davar Sheni Shelo. It's a physical truth. Right. You could say that's a difference between the Terutzim. You know. The Tosas Rit can go very far between Maduros. That's for sure. we can demonstrate and document that all day long. But that's what makes him so amazing. But yeah, he's saying, you know, that it's a chefza that can't be denied. Right? However, the opposite is true of Kilayim. The very fact that you can split, you're not splitting it now. It's asur. Yeah, it says yes, but what does that really show? It shows you haven't created a physical chepza which is asur according to halakha. What you've done is you have brought together two minim that remain two minim, and yet that are too proximate, too, you know. I think it's, you know, it works very nicely. I just don't want to get into Tamei Mitzvos, but you know, the Ramban, of course, you know, he talks about Shatnez, you know, Behema, Kilayim. You know, this is one of his big Makhish Bepama, you know, Makhish, you know, Bemai Sabracious themes. It's not the Chepta. It's the Zriya. It's the Hakdasha. Right, and it's taking these two and keep, you know, bringing them into proximity of each other, not just even, you know, the Harkava and the Yetzira. You don't need that. Just the mutual influence is already kind of an indictment of the Rabban. Again, of course, it's a fascinating Tamei Mitzvos question, value question. Like, what's progress and what's, you know, what's tampering? Right? We have a good idea of tampering, and we have a good idea of progress, and there's always a gray area, you know, the whole, you know, medical, you know, advances, you know, are really testing, like, what's tampering with the natural order, and what's this called progress, what's an advancement that you should capitalize on. Anyways, Kishuv, Shaknez, Kilay Kerem, you know, Kilay Dehema, for the Ramban, it's all tampering with the natural order. Anyways, but the point is, and what's the raya? What's the raya? It's not inika. Forget about the fact that you could be ochre, even more than that. It's the irvuv, right? Because there's yinika. Afa pisha yonku biyachad ena yinika oseres bahem, ela taroves. Meaning it's not one cheftza. Shehareim haya geder benatayim, even though there's yinika, zeh somech legeder mikan, zeh somech legeder mikan, afa pisha yonkim biyachad, ein bekach klum, kim shenem mu'urabin. So Abrami, I'm going to stop here. Abrami asked me about Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara says in Erevin that you can, you know, solve the problem of Kilayim with the Tzuras HaPesach. How could you do that? Right? Tzuras HaPesach doesn't block anything. There's no barrier. No, that's exactly the point. Right? It's about Irvuv. And the appearance of Irvuv. The Meiri calls it, says our two dinim, right? Says is yinika, you know, and there's nira kim'urav. Then he points out that there are some Rishonim, the Rimigash in the second parak, and the Balei Tosis in the Shabbos, that say that this whole thing is not true. Meaning, what we're talking about is a situation where there's, you know, sela karka, like, you know, it goes down to the bedrock, and there's no yinika. But if there really was yinika, then even if there was no irvuv, no physical nikar irvuv, say a small, small group of Rishonim, then there would be kelai karim. But the most Rishonim of the opinion, like this Tosfos read about the facts, namely, right, that breaking up the irvuv, even when there's yinika, is so what? Because you need a double tziruv, shiluv, something? Why does nikar, why does that matter? But if it's about bringing them together or too close, right, it's not about the objective cheftza, then you know, Tzuras HaPesach is good too. Like, what will the Rimigash and those say about Tzuras HaPesach? That's a great question. Right? It's a formal wall. It's a formal bear. They're not in the same, they're not mu'ravim al pidi. But they're definitely yonkim zemizeh. So why is he quoting that? So he's telling you, basar b'chalav, you can't, it's irrevocable. It's physical. It's not separable. And Kelaya Karim, not only is it separable, but even when they're together, the story isn't the physical yinika. You also require yinika. According to the Meiri, maybe there are two different dinim, and either one will work. Interesting? Two types of Kelaya? Maybe Tziruf or Shiluv, whatever it is, are two ways to be Mitzar. Okay, we'll stop here. If this is true, let me just say one other thing. I'm sorry, we'll do another. If this is true, we can also, and that's what we need to finish the other stuff with on hopefully on Thursday. Basically, what we're talking about is a kind of an oser, not just a mitzius of Isa. So then we can also wonder whether the Bala Geffen and the Bala Zera are equal or not. Legabe Giridilei, Legabe Omer Lo Gador, right? That's where the Sugya Menachos comes in a little bit, and some of the Rishonim here, and Rav Dani Yonason, and the Rama in Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Kama. Moreover, these issues may affect how we look at the Kaba Kama Batel, at the Garmi, and the Hezek Shein and Ikar issue. So that's what remains, and you know, we'll try as rapidly as we can to finish with that before moving on to Kenyan Suda. Okay.